Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jim Campbell's in the basement mixing up the medicine. Pete Donaldson's on the pavement thinking about the government, and I'm in a trench coat. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble. Everybody, welcome to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Bet365. Oh yeah, the weekend is within touching distance.
It is. We're touching weekend cloth, people.
We are. Some of us at least. Chelsea versus Leicester. Eh? It's the Premier League. No international football this weekend.
Yeah.
I thought,
isn't it nice?
I wanted Luke to be back for this one, so he didn't
what
get so upset about
sod.
It. Yeah, oh. I mean, that's our product, isn't it?
It is.
You've got to be up for it,
whether you
want to or not.
Yeah. And, well, we emphatically weren't, though, were we? And to a degree, it's not our fault, is it?
Yeah, exactly. When the England team start performing, we'll start performing,
oh,
I think.
Exactly.
You might be in for a long wait.
Don't say that to the poor listeners. They've suffered long enough. Yeah, Chelsea are playing Leicester in the Premier League. The last time this happened was on the final day of the season, etc. and so on, Jim.
They're both in quite wobbly form now, though, aren't they? So it's actually quite a tough one to call. Because, I mean, last season you'd obviously would have, you know, you'd fancy last season's Leicester to get something out of this. But yeah, they're like the season before's Leicester. So now what?
It's a funny one, isn't it, with Leicester? I think that I'm going to make a bold prediction that this is the type of game that Chelsea will go forward and Leicester will hit them on the break, and it's just what they want. Just as I said for the Manchester United game, and they got
right.
beat 4-0
where they got smashed, yeah.
I mean, surely Chelsea have got enough to I'm not going to use the word steamroller, but they have. I think they have enough to destroy Leicester. I just think
they're not going to use the word steamroller.
Shut their
but I do feel they could annihilate them.
Nuke them. They've got enough to absolutely nuke them. Howitzer them. I just think that Leicester are in such wobbly form, but Old Chester of Bennington from Merlingham Park, he's going to be involved. He's going to be down there watching the Blues, his favourite band,
Calling
His Skin, yeah.
I just think
Chelsea's got too much for Leicester, and Leicester are in such wobbly form, but Leicester's wobbly form is more wobbly.
Yes.
Got its centre of gravity is all over the place, mate, compared to Chelsea.
Kante was very much a load-bearing midfielder, wasn't he? It seems.
It certainly was. It's a bit topsy-turvy. Chelsea, they start the season so well, and they've sort of petered Donaldson out.
But, I mean, they did start the season well in terms of the points they got on the board, but the first few games, I believe, didn't they? They came back to win quite late. And
The Watford game was quite a late
win. Yeah, they got the points, but they didn't play fantastically well. So I think we're seeing the other side of that now.
We're seeing the other side. We are seeing the other side of the coin. Well, actually, in that Watford game, Fabregas played a great ball, I think, to Diego Costa, and we thought, if we can get that axis going again, or if Chelsea can, rather, it's nothing to do with us.
How old is Fabregas now?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would reckon about 27, 28. I might
Isn't
be wrong.
That insane? He seems to have been playing for centuries.
He broke through as a 16-year-old, so it might be the thing we're seeing with Wayne Rooney and lots of other players, like where they, and Torres is a great example as well, where they start so young, they just burn out by
Torres
the time
did
their
have
peak
a,
is expected
the Torres
to
did
come.
Have a bad injury, though.
Yeah.
There was a
bit
more
imagine
specific.
That Fabregas is more of a solid player than either of them, really. Like, his form...
Wayne Rooney, I mean... Solid.
I mean, I don't mean physically solid. That was like a big meat cube.
Do you think that will happen? He'll eventually just become completely like rectangular.
Yeah, a box extruded along the fourth
James Milner
dimension.
Might.
Yeah,
although that'll be more aerodynamic though. But if Fabregas, a funny one that according to reports, AC Milan were thinking of bidding for Fabregas in January, but said he doesn't have the characteristics they want.
Yeah, that seems a harsh dig, doesn't it?
It kind of seems like beggars can't be choosers, Milan. Yeah, I mean, they're not in a good way.
They'd be lucky to get him.
Oh, but that's right. That would be a huge signing.
Yeah, I mean, as a direct replacement for Montolivo.
Yeah, well, like, we should say, sorry, that when they say the characteristics, it's not like, well, you know, he's not got the bants or something like that. Yeah. I think it's positional characteristics.
It's because Montolivo's out, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're looking at a replacement. Mm. But they said Fabregas doesn't have the characteristics to play in that exact role. But I'm sure you could make it work if you had a player of his quality in your team.
Did they just look at his FIFA stats? They waited until they came out. He's got agility 80. It's not good enough, to be honest.
Maybe that's it. But you hear these little stories, don't you, of people in football having used, like, Football Manager before.
Right, yeah.
Luke and I went to a thing at the former empire that was Villa Park, and there was, I think it was a Football Manager launch thing,
right.
And Gordon Strachan and a few others were there. And I don't know if it was Strachan, but somebody said that one of their coaching had actually used Football Manager as an influence to sign a player.
I'm sure it's a lot more widespread than is actually reported.
I mean,
if I was a top-class manager, I wouldn't be admitting to say that I play Football Manager, for crying out loud. It's like being, I don't know, the lead singer of Linkin Park and pretending you sing into a microphone on Rock Band every weekend. You know what I mean?
It's so it is like that in a way. I think, though, by now, surely Football Manager uses real stats from actual football to sort of go back into its game to figure out form and stuff. It's not like using Championship Manager from, like, 1995, is it? Surely it's a bit more advanced.
It's become a lot more advanced, sure. And
that would be quite funny, though, wouldn't it, if they signed a player and he wasn't nearly as good and they were like, oh, it was 2014's version.
It's so hard to sort of recreate the idiosyncrasies of that particular, you know, of the entirety of the football management experience.
If you're a football manager, Peter, which you may well be for 8 minutes, as we've talked about that email, you would definitely be on the old computer gamies side.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, just to while away.
Trying to control the players.
While I'm taking training, just get my iPad out. You guys are rubbish. You don't listen to what I say.
A big joypad into the side of the pitch and I'll take it from here, guys.
That's how short our attention spans are getting as a species. You're looking ahead to your 8 minute stint as a manager. You've already earmarked a little break for an iPad fiddle.
Little iPad fiddle. iPad fiddle.
Rafa Benitez was pretty good at the old. What we're trying to say. He had it was an app or something that he created all the football tactics and all the rest of it. It was quite good, actually.
Was it? Or did somebody just create it and go, right, we need a manager who will take £100,000 for to endorse our product?
More likely.
More likely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not suggesting Rafa got his, you know, JavaScript out and started having a go.
I'm annoyed about... did I speak about this on the game FIFA? On a previous ramble? The new version of FIFA, you get to play as, like, a single character and kind of go through the journey, you know, rags to riches kind of thing. And you start at, like, one of the big Premier League clubs. I started at Middlesbrough because I wanted to, you know, keep it real a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get loaned out to Newcastle and this guy's gutted. He's absolutely gutted.
How the tide has
turned. And Rafa isn't even rendered properly. He's not even in the game. Furious.
Oh, no, I'm playing in front of 25,000 extra people. Superb.
Absolutely. So annoying.
That's brilliant. I think with Benitez, though, I think what he might have done is created this app and put in all the tactics and gone, yeah, it's fine. All the managers use it, and he's worked out how to counteract all those tactics in it.
Right, okay, yeah.
Look, lads, I think with the way they're using the plan B on my app on level 2, I know exactly the trick to get that done. So there we are. Chelsea for the win.
Can I make a prediction on that? I reckon it's going to be 3-3. I think it's going to be mental.
Do you reckon?
I hope.
After an international break, you're saying 3-3.
3-3. They're going to just go at each other with a right old ding-dong, and they're both wobbly, as we've established. Mm. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, all the Leicester players that didn't get in the England squad, I say all of them, I know there wasn't as clear-cut as that, but certainly Danny Simpson and one or two others, they'll be like, right, we'll show them.
Yeah.
We will show them, and they're going to go hell for leather.
So if you fancy a Leicester win, it's 19-4 with Bet365 at bet365.com. £10 will return you £57.50, including your stick.
I like a specific prediction, so I'm glad you've gone for the... I used to like a prediction where I would predict the goals, the result.
And the goal scored.
And the goal scorers and the type of goal scored.
Ooh. Oh, that's big, isn't
that's
it?
That's a variable.
And
that's
I was going to push you for that, Jim.
Soon.
But sober judgment will do that for you. But I was going to push you for that, Jim, but you said 6 goals and quite frankly...
Yeah.
We don't. Well, we do have the time, but we're not going to utilise it in that way.
I did see a very strange stat about Chelsea this season. They and Sunderland, penalties aside, are the only teams to have not scored from a set piece, which is surprising because Chelsea is generally very good at those marginal things, aren't they?
It depends who's in charge of them, though.
Indeed,
because Sam Allardyce is very good at that, but you wouldn't therefore say Sunderland were. Hmm. Sunderland don't seem to be that good at much.
Not in this month. but the previous one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they'll heat up around about Christmas.
Yeah, we're into October, Jim. Does that bode well for Sunderland?
Well, historically, it does, doesn't it? But, let's see.
Yeah,
so, I don't know if they realise they can influence it. Yeah, so they don't realise they have a say in this.
Yeah, they think they've got pre-season all wrong. But do they have a blistering pre-season? Do they think do they think the season's like October to July?
They just tire themselves out.
I think that could be it.
They have a clasura local and clasura and
clasura in Argentina. Yeah. That's what they think they're doing.
They have little two different seasons.
Yeah, yeah. So they felt like they'd finish in the top 10 one season. Mm. I don't know. Crystal Palace are at home to West Ham. Mm. David Sullivan, the West Ham bigwig, has claimed that West Ham fans will stop fighting once they start winning again.
It's come to this so soon.
It's too much of a... It's a variable that shouldn't be necessary.
No, it's incredibly hopeful as well.
Is that...
Should West Ham, like the West Ham kind of administrative team, should stop tweeting, should stop messaging. Yeah.
Because, I mean, what he's done there is he's basically said, if it doesn't go so well at the weekend, just bash each other's heads in. Just let off some steam.
Yeah.
Just stop when we start winning. So it's almost giving him the go-ahead.
He wants a new Green Street.
Yeah.
The firms don't really know where to hang out anymore because it's near Stratford.
I think... yeah, it does seem like a strange one. So if West Ham, if it all kicks off against us, well, we didn't win, you know. David, it can't be like that. Slaven Bilic has said that he's not got to the bottom of the investigation yet, of the night out, which we talked about. I think we certainly talked about it in the live show. I don't know if we mentioned it here.
Andy Carroll.
And who was it with you?
Randolph.
Yeah.
Having an early morning interviewing.
I don't think. Well, he said that he's not been conducting the investigation because it happened off the field. This was the night out that the West Ham players had, and Carroll and Randolph and I think Cresswell was seen at 7 a.m. in McDonald's or somewhere like that.
Not wrong with that. If it's either a night out or isn't, mate, can't be annoyed about it.
How should a night out end, Peter? Don't go that far.
don't be honest. You're weird.
Waking up in a bin covered in someone else's sick. Lovely.
There we go. That's at the milder end of the scale.
Yeah. That's Monday night.
So I think West Ham need a form migration, don't they?
Yeah, they do, Jim. Very good.
Desperately, desperately do. But Payet is actually sort of coming into form again a bit. Mm-hmm. Like that goal he scored recently, the one where he just had enough of not scoring a goal.
He's still a good
player.
Pretty
inspirational. So, you know, he makes set pieces a big danger, obviously, doesn't he? Yes. So if he is finding his range again a little bit, then that could be a good sign for West Ham. But Palace, I think Palace are unbeaten in five. So they're in some pretty good form.
Well, we talked about Pards turning that ship around, and Christian Benteke's been a big part of that. And he scored. Benteke scored for Belgium midweek in the international break. I think it was the midweek game they played. But he certainly scored for Belgium in the international break after 8 seconds, which I was so pleased. I was so pleased that Benteke set a new record because it takes San Marino's record away and it removes England from an unwanted stat. Yeah. Because England had conceded, obviously, the fastest goal in World Cup qualifying history or qualifying history in the European pot. In fact, no, it might have been the World Pot, you would have thought, and Benteke has removed England from
that
the record.
That moment, I'm sure we all remember it. Was his name David Stalteri or something like that? The guy who scored for San Marino against England. I'm sure we all remember that moment so vividly.
England needed to win by a 7-goal margin and they needed Poland to beat the Netherlands. Now the Netherlands won, so it was completely immaterial.
But at the time, it looked like, you know, this is possibly the worst thing that has ever happened to England. That little moment where it feels like the ground is opening up and laughing at you as it swallows
that
you.
That was a
deeply depressing England moment, wasn't it?
That was one of the most classic England moments because, as we said, England needed to win by a 7-goal margin. So it was kind of like, right, get, you know, forward-thinking players on the pitch, all this kind of stuff, couple of forwards, blah, blah, blah. Right, come on, straight from the off, bang, 9 seconds or whatever it was.
We need 8 now.
Yeah, it's...
And we won 7-1.
I know.
Didn't Ian Wright score 4 goals?
Something like that.
Yeah,
and
anyway.
He didn't play that many matches
it's
either.
It's bad enough talking about England anyway, especially when it's England from 1993 or 4. Yeah.
But we're talking about Palace's fine upturn in form.
Yes, we are. Well, of course, Peter. Well, let's go back to Pardew's achievements. If you want to drag it there.
I think whenever you've got Andros Townsend in your team, I think you've always got a chance because he's a very direct, quick player.
I thought he was a very small sliver of a glint,
if you will, of light in an otherwise very gloomy England performance midweek.
I genuinely agree with you, Peter.
Cheers, mate. High fives.
We could, but this desk is not conducive for high fives. But after the show, trust us, ladies and gentlemen, we will do that. But yeah, I agree with Townsend. I think Townsend, he's the type of player who would perhaps struggle to fit into a top side like, say, Spurs or I don't know, Manchester City or something like that, to take more detailed instruction from a Pochettino or a Guardiola. He may struggle there, but as you say, he has pace, he's got a decent shot on him, he's quite dynamic and he's direct, and actually for a club say of Palace's stature, you know, a pretty comfortable Premier League side who can upset a few teams here and there and hopefully have a decent season for their sakes, I think he's a really good player.
It's a pity that Loic Remy's had to go back to Chelsea because he's terribly injured.
It's
a pity because I saw him enjoying his season at Crystal Palace, so hopefully he can get fit again and just play a bit more football.
Who wouldn't enjoy playing under Pardew?
Exactly, well, all the ex-Newcastle players who have met him,
apart from that great big long list that you seem to have brought.
Apart from goodbye, Remy Townsend.
So there we are. I mean, West Ham are away from home, but Bilic said, "No, of course we like playing at home. You know, it's a great stadium, blah blah blah." Blah. But it must feel like a bit of a relief.
Well, it's effectively a stadium migration, isn't it? Because they migrated their team to Palace,
if you like.
Yeah,
if you like. Arsenal are also at home. And they're against Swansea.
This is a tricky game for Arsenal. They've won 3 and drawn one of... you'd say that, you'd think that, but Swansea have won 3 and drawn one of the last 4 visits to Arsenal. We've only won one of our last 5 Premier League games against them. And they're the team we have the worst home record against in the league with, I think it's 0.8 points is the average we get against Swansea at home.
Blimey.
It's madness, isn't it? It's crazy.
You can't back that.
You've made your case
there. Proper bogey team for us.
Is that like a disallowed goal?
I guess so. They'll break her arm.
That's absolutely extraordinary. Obviously, Bob Bradley's in.
Yep.
The American.
Again, new manager boost.
Yep.
We've got to win this one.
Blimey.
Well, who would discount a new manager bounce? Who would discount an away win here? Not me. Certainly not Bet365. 11-1 with Bet365.com. £10 would win you £120, including your stake. So, you know, it's not a bad horse to back.
That isn't too shabby at all, actually.
Yeah, decent.
Old Bradders is in. He's taken over the first American in the Premier League. Jim and I did a video on this.
Yep.
At our Football Ramble YouTube channel, youtube.com/footballramble.
Nearly talking about hot dogs.
You were being very ignorant, weren't you? I was extremely ignorant, and Jim put me right.
Put you right.
Well, I
make
your own
dog.
Mind up. Quite frankly,
maybe we're talking sense.
Yeah, perhaps you can see Jim eating. It's very, very
sensual,
sexy. I'd go as far to say sensual and
whole
sexy.
Hot dog gone. In and out again.
He'd already eaten before.
In and out again.
Three hot dogs that took. I
insist on 3 hot dogs. 2 stunt hot dogs.
He kept messing it up on purpose.
Yeah, we did the hot dog in post in the end.
We did. Ryan Giggs admitted that he had been in talks with Swansea about their managerial position before big Bob Bradley took over. Giggs said, "There I was enjoying my year out and I get the call off Swansea. I think to myself, you've never managed a team and a Premier League club has called you up. Have a bit more humility."
Yeah, it's an incredibly arrogant thing to say about Swansea, isn't it?
Well, I think he's joking.
No, I don't know if he is. He said his ambitions, that the club, their ambitions didn't match his, and it would seem that his ambitions are solely to just manage Man United, so of course
Are you Manchester United? No. Are you going to be Manchester United anytime soon? Can we change the club crest? No. Well, your ambitions are just all to cop.
Yeah. It's a strange one, this. It's unusual that he's come out and said anything at all,
but he's got no managerial pedigree at all. It's a bit bloody rich,
yeah,
to be honest.
To go straight into a Premier League club like that would be a huge, huge thing.
And Swansea as well, who've had some really creative, thoughtful, expansive management. It seems strange.
Who have gone on, largely, to some of them have gone on to get better jobs. I mean, you know, Rodgers obviously got the Liverpool job and so on. And Martinez, there he is, at Belgium, managing their golden generation.
Against San Marino.
Yeah, well, no, but he did go on to Everton as well. But yeah, But I think that was a funny one. He said that he was getting mixed messages off them. I thought, ooh.
Oh, weird.
But I don't know what that means. But
it ends with a super injunction, Marcus. That's how it ends.
Well, Giggs is no stranger to such things, I believe.
That's why I brought it up, Marcus.
Thank you, brother. moving on from that particular point of this conversation swiftly. It's funny, though, Jim, that home record at Arsenal got against Swansea. That is ridiculous.
Mental. Absolutely mental.
But it's short. I mean, Arsenal, what are they, 2 points off the top?
Well, I think
having a decent season.
It's absolutely not their style to mess it up today, at the weekend.
Unless we go on a sort of calamitous run in November, which is very much our style. This could be at the beginning to that. But yeah, I think just for the sort of mental strength of the squad, it'd be really important to win this game, just because it's such a baffling statistic, that one, isn't it, that we've done so poorly against them at home in particular. So I would like to see him start probably Xhaka and Elneny, and actually just make sure that midfield is tough and strong, and almost play like the away side, because but, you know, they've done it before and they could do it again.
True, but they are not as good as they were, Swansea.
No, they're not.
And obviously, as we've mentioned, as many people have, Danny Williams is not there. So surely...
Ashley Williams,
yeah. Sorry. Danny Williams, the former boxer, won't be there either.
No. Unless he bought a ticket.
That was Danny Williams.
We have no way of knowing.
That's true. That was a former boxer.
You could get hold of his agent, I'm sure. Yeah. Give him a ring.
Danny Williams was the boxer, wasn't he?
I'm not sure, mate.
I'm pretty sure he was. He beat Mike Tyson on points once.
Right. Well, you ring his agent, because it's your
yeah.
thing.
Okay. So. That's clear whether it's definitely... Yeah, see,
Luke
we need Luke
all
here,
over that.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he?
He certainly does. Right, we're going to go to a quick ad break, and then we'll be back talking more about the Premier League.
So good. Very good. Very good. So good.
TheFootballRamble.com. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Preview Show, everybody. It is an enormous one on Monday night. It's Liverpool versus Manchester United. Mm. This was the fixture that Sir Alex Ferguson said he'd always look for first when the fixture list was given. And I'm sure a lot of fans still do. Because
That's a diss to the noisy neighbours, isn't it?
That was probably one of the reasons why I took off Manchester City. But Jurgen Klopp hinted recently that he's after the Premier League title, but he can't say it specifically or explicitly, as everybody will go nuts, as he says.
It doesn't mean you win it.
I mean, he's basically said that anyway, isn't he?
It's not like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times, he turns up. Or the Candyman.
that's a strange statement, but fair enough. This should be great, this game. Looking forward to it. This is one for Ibrahimovic and Pogba to show up in, because like showing up and making a difference in these games is what being a top level Man United player is all about. If you're going to cement yourself and live up to the reputations they have, they have to influence this sort of match.
Much was talked about Pogba's goal and performance against the Netherlands for France. It was a great goal, don't get me wrong, and it was a great strike, but the keeper would have been a little bit disappointed, would he not? I don't want to take... Well, I suppose I am taking
it. It was needed. The goal was needed.
The goal was very much needed. Mm. People were saying, oh, he's back. The thing is with Pogba, he's still very young.
Yeah.
And this is a big move.
23, is he?
I think so. He moved...
Like Fabregas.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's a year older than Fabregas.
Yeah.
and 2 years older than Michael Owen. But with Pogba, you know, he played in that Juventus side for a while. They could change up the formation, and they were quite fluid, and they had, two managers when he was there. But he was well bedded into that squad, to that team, to that way they often played. And at Manchester United, they haven't quite found it yet. You know, he's been playing in a sort of a base of a two at times. Normally at Juventus, it wasn't always the case, but for a large part of it, you know, Pirlo was back there to mop up or take the ball off the defence. Mm. Pogba was a little bit freed up. He didn't play at the tip of the diamond often, but he was in there with a Vidal as well, who's full of running.
He didn't have Wayne Rooney in his way.
But
the one-man like free kick wall.
Like a drift fridge
around
on a motorway.
But
why is that pallet here? Why is that pallet in my way?
but next to him in midfield, you know, he's had a few different people in there, but nobody as steady as Pirlo was few years ago. Nobody who you can hang your hat on, perhaps.
Yeah, but I mean, Pirlo was one of the best in that position in the world at the time, wasn't he?
So, no, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, people might say, you know, and Herrera's a good player and so on and so forth, but they just haven't quite found it. And so when people are looking at Pogba, I feel for him slightly, Jim.
I think he'd be all right.
Do you think?
I think he's probably quite happy. I don't think he's played badly. He was excellent in his first game. And, you know, obviously he got his goal against Leicester. Was it against Leicester?
I can't quite remember.
Yeah, but he's got his first goal now, which is obviously a weight off the shoulders, isn't it? I think you're right. We've not seen the sort of powerful, marauding performances you might expect from how he played at Juventus. But as you say, it's early days, isn't it? Mourinho's still figuring out how to get the best of him.
And Man United, they are a handful of points off the top spot already. But good news for Jose Mourinho, because Eric Cantona has given him his backing. So we can all sleep easy.
He's playing, I can't remember which theatre, is it the Gilded Theatre? I can't remember.
Cantona.
Just around the corner from Carnaby Street.
Yeah.
He's doing like a night with Eric Cantona.
Oh, wow.
Well, Jose Mourinho. just a one-on-one thing.
Just a one-on-one. Well, not one-on-one. I mean, like, it's not like one person on to Cantona.
Yeah, I'd love
that. Literal night with Cantona.
You and Eric out in the town.
I was thinking more like a bedroom kind of situation myself, to be honest.
So what is it?
I presume it's just like a question-answer session with, you know, this is your life kind of... You know, a glass of brandy and a cigar in your hand, kind of, let's look at your life, Eric.
I'd love it if most of the questions were about, like, his acting career and that. Yeah. He's bursting to talk about Manchester United. Nobody. It's a very thespian kind of crowd, which is unlikely, I admit. But, yeah, Liverpool, though, going back to Klopp and hinting that he would be after the Premier League title, you know, I mean, certainly one Luke Moore seems to think... that Liverpool and he's got right to think that, because Liverpool do look good.
They do look very good. They're in better form than Man United at the moment, you'd say.
Yeah,
I think.
But
they've had some injuries, haven't they?
They have had some injuries.
They look pesky, and I think that's what the Premier League race needs.
Yes,
a pesky team, pesky.
Better than looking hesky.
Yes. Well, hesky was involved to back pesky. In the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what you call the high pressing game? Pesky.
Yeah, just kind of like flies buzzing around you, swarming. Yeah.
Kind of insight you get on this show.
Yeah, pesky getting in your mouth.
But I know what you mean, though, because they're the type of side that nobody will want to play, and they'll take points off the bigger sides, well, they have already. But I'm not sure about the title just yet.
No, I think... actually, you know, we were saying at the start of the season, it looked like the Liverpool of last season, where they were a little bit suspect at the back. Mm-hmm. But they've seemed to have, you know, shut up shop a little bit in the last few games and tightened up at the back, so it might be that it was just early season teething problems.
They do look like a team with cohesion.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is a solid unit.
Which is an enormous plus, of course. I just wonder, do they have enough top quality? You look at, say, Manchester City compared to them.
ETQ.
Who's that, then?
Enough top quality.
Yes.
ETQ.
ETQ.
That's what you should be saying on the training.
We need an ETA for the ETQ.
Crowned, yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, obviously Coutinho's a fantastic player. Firmino's... he's decent. He's coming into his own. Sturridge, I mean, his best season was with Suarez, but he's a little bit injury prone.
Yeah, a little bit. Lallana's in good form as well. He's injured at the moment.
I just wonder if they've got. Mind you, as I'm saying this, I can just hear Leicester City in my head. You know, but just enough. They don't have an Aguero or a David Silva. I suppose people would argue Coutinho is. But do you know what I think?
Well, Man City have got those players and. Their form has dropped off a cliff somewhat.
Yeah. Well, they only lost the one game, didn't they? Although they were comprehensively outplayed.
Well, what did they do on the international break, Jim? Didn't win any game.
True. Very true.
Out, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's move on to Manchester City. They're at home to Everton. This is a biggie. This is a very big biggie, because while Liverpool are playing Manchester United, the other teams are having a little duke themselves. Both start the season very, very well indeed. If Everton can pull off a little surprise here, it would blow the title race even more open, even more than what Spurs did.
I mean, it could, but I'd be surprised if they can. They've picked up 6 points from losing positions this season, and they and Liverpool are the joint highest for that. So that's pretty much proof that they're quite hard to actually beat. But I think City at home, they'll have enough. Lukaku's in really good form. I think he's got something like five goals in his last 4 league games or something like that. So he's in a great streak at the moment.
But despite
I think he scored for Belgium as well, didn't he?
But despite that, though, you think Manchester City will
I think they'll have too much, yeah.
Well, do you know, I mean, well, if you want to play devil's advocate with your own finances, £10 on Everton win at the Etihad with Bet365, 11 to 2, 65 quid including a stake from a £10.
I think that's not too shabby.
Stake is, you know, it's again, it's worth doing. I always pick the ones that are kind of worth doing, yes. I think. There's no point being silly about it.
And I appreciate that very much. I think that Everton, I think they could be a side this season that will be pesky as well to the bigger teams.
Yeah.
And they'll take a few points, maybe get a few draws off the bigger sides. I don't know about wins, but maybe. And then they can be suspect against, you know, like the drawing at home with Crystal Palace, for example. Yeah. Not that Palace are a bad side, of course.
But you know, if you want a good season, you've got to win that.
Of course you do. And I think that could be the story of Everton's season, maybe.
I think sometimes, like, all supporters want is for their team to face someone who they can beat and beat them and face someone who they can't beat and, you know, get close to beating them.
Yeah.
That's all you ask for. All you ask for is for people to revert to type.
Yes.
And everyone knows the football team's type. It's just, ugh.
You can hear the frustrated Newcastle fan inside
it's
you.
It's the lack of consistency, though, isn't it? Just, you know.
I just want to be in the league that we should be in. But with Sergio Aguero, Jim, might I remind you that he missed a penalty for Argentina against Paraguay?
So he's got it out of the way then.
Will that
he?
Have any bearing?
No.
Argentina are struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Just dipping back into international football. They're fifth after, I think, 10 games.
Chile are as well.
Is Messi back in the side?
Messi.
Because he retired in and then fit like, can't get in, mate.
They saw what Southgate did and thought, that's a bold move. We're going to do the same. What's this little lad ever done for our national team?
But has he come back yet? Because there was rumours that he was going to come back.
No, he has.
Oh, yes, right, okay. That didn't take very long, did it?
I'm pretty sure he's back in the habit. Yeah.
Right.
Back in the Argentinian
groove.
Yeah, indeed. But what is our bet of the week, Peter?
Bet of the week, we're going bold, brassy and beautiful. Basically, we're going to go for Liverpool to beat Man United in the big game of the weekend.
Ooh.
Klopp's boys doing the business 11 to 10 with Bet365. So £50 that we put on for Prostate Cancer UK, 105 quid will come back, including our stake, if our bet comes good. Please gamble responsibly, and for more information on responsible gambling, head on over to the URL at gamblerware.co.uk.
Lovely.
Mm.
Lovely. A Liverpool win, eh?
Mm. Oh, you have to be over the edge of 18 to bet as well, of course.
Yes, absolutely. That law is still in place.
For many things.
Yes. Theresa May hasn't changed it yet. Right, what about some emails, Peter? Do we
have got
any?
Some emails.
Ah, lovely.
You know, settle in, guys. There's some lovely ones in here.
Okay.
Hello to Colin O'Driscoll. He says email before. I'm sure he's a friend of the Ramble.
Mm.
Hey, Ramblers. I thought I would write in to tell you about a football-related prank I pulled on a co-worker. I was born in Ireland. No shit. but now live in Toronto, and my co-worker was born in Scotland. He found a way on many occasions to decorate my desk in various leprechaun, four-leaf clover and Lucky Charm-related items for occasions like my birthday or St. Patrick's Day. I decided it was time for payback, and as he is a massive Rangers fan, you know how this is going to go,
yep.
I naturally made my way to the Celtic website to see what I could purchase for his upcoming birthday. To my surprise, you can get a brick of Celtic Stadium in Glasgow engraved with someone's name and a small message. Naturally,
that's brilliant.
I purchased a brick with his name and Celtic's number one fan, as well as the replica of the brick, which is on his way to him.
That is brilliant.
I let him know of his gift this week on his birthday, and he was, as expected, not impressed, and very few people at work and understood his level of anger, as there is no comparison in terms of rivalry in North America. Part of the reason I'm sending you this is because he's also a listener to the show, and I know that hearing this read out will just piss him off even more on his morning commute to work.
What was the guy's name?
I don't think we got given it, to be honest.
Right.
So,
yeah, you know who you are,
yeah,
then, don't you?
So,
yeah. Lux.
Gutted unlucky pal. Co-worker. You might be on the commute to work. Get yourself a tea.
Exactly,
cheat yourself up. Get yourself a tea and a biscuit, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Hello, Pete and the gang. This is from David Gordon. Barnet's goalkeeper, Kyle McKenzie Lyle, made his debut for Guyana against Suriname this week, and incredibly, he scored a goal.
No way.
Wow.
With Guyana trailing 3-1 in the final minute of extra time, the 19-year-old Kyle decided to go up for a free kick, and amazingly, he got his head onto the ball and watched as it looped over the opposition keeper into the net. Knowing his team still needed an equaliser, rather than celebrated, he sprinted back like a gazelle to his own penalty area like a true professional. He then made his home debut for his country against Jamaica a few days later and saved a penalty in a 4-2 defeat. Maybe you could offer the bet365.com odds for a red card for Kyle in his third game for Guyana in a few weeks' time.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Superhero.
Lovely.
What was his name? Kyle?
Kyle McKenzie Lyle.
Yeah, I wish it was just Kyle Lyle.
Kyle Lyle.
Kyle Lyle. No,
it's
I think Kyle
nice
McKenzie
say.
Lyle.
Okay,
Kyle McKenzie
fair
Lyle. Lyle McKenzie Kyle.
It's got to be the worst thing for a goalkeeper if another goalkeeper scores past you.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's a bit annoying.
And to be honest, I watched the goal, and it's sort of a header against the goalkeeper's hands. or possibly Headshaw, this sort of thing. So it's a real coming together, but it just squeezes into the back of the net. It's
yeah, that's a show.
Love it.
That's a show. I do like that. but I like the fact that he sprinted back.
Yeah.
It would have been better if he'd picked up the ball and sprinted back. That would have been close.
Put it on the floor.
But I do like that.
Lovely.
Yeah. Marvellous stuff. Any more for any more?
I think we're good, Marcus. Let's get out of town.
Yeah, remember, audible.co.uk/footballramble. We know not all of you have done it. You fools! Do it over there. It's a free download. It's a free audiobook, Football Ramble. audible.co.uk/footballramble. I'm getting sick and tired of saying it.
It's our book. You can have it for free.
For free.
You have to just go and get it. It's like free cycle.
Exactly.
still got to do a bit of work, but it's free.
Thanks for listening to the Football Ramble preview show, sponsored by Bet365. It's been a pleasure. We look forward to seeing those of you who are coming to the Leeds show on Friday night, which is probably the day you're listening to this, or Sunday night in Glasgow.
If you are at a loose end, I think it's like 3 tickets left now, 2 tickets left or something like that in Leeds. Check the website for crying out loud. Have a look. Yeah.
Pete will be touting tickets outside.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I got my allocation of 2. Who wants my tickets?
Yeah.
Want a VIP experience? Me and a bottle of Grey Goose vodka?
This ticket says stage centre. Centre stage.
Yeah, you got to be Marcus.
Yeah.
I've tied Marcus up.
Yeah. If we get on stage and there's some bloke sitting in your seat, I know what you've done.
Yeah.
We will see. Send out a search party. Excellent stuff. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete.
See you later.
Goodbye from me.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.